Our scripture this morning is Exodus chapter 20, verse 13. Exodus chapter 20, verse 13. Let us hear God's word. You shall not murder. You shall not murder. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Our gracious and heavenly Father, we come to you now. You have been good to us. Even today, you have fed us with the bread of heaven. Excuse me, the bread of the earth. But now, we wait on the bread of heaven. We wait on your word to be spoken to us. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you would send your Holy Spirit and bless the preaching and hearing of your word. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. You know, traditions are a good thing. We all have traditions. We have them in our family. We have them in our church. We have them in our country. The 4th of July, that's coming up. That's a good tradition. Fireworks, we are reminded of our heritage. We are reminded of the price that was paid for our freedom. But sometimes traditions and customs can be added on to those original customs and traditions. And by doing so, they blur the meaning of the original tradition. Christmas is good. That's a good tradition. But sometimes Santa Claus pays more importance than Jesus Christ. So you see how that tradition of Christmas with Santa Claus almost takes the place of Jesus Christ. So tradition is good if it promotes that which is good, if it promotes that which is holy and righteous. But if we're not careful, new and recent traditions can be added on and eventually overwhelm and erase the original tradition. Such was the case in Jesus' day with the Jewish understanding of the Ten Commandments. As one would add water to tea or to coffee to dilute it, so the effect of the caffeine is reduced, the Pharisees had put human tradition over the Ten Commandments. And what this did, this made a way for the Pharisees to be proud of their moral accomplishments. Kind of like putting a gate in a fence. What's the purpose of the gate? You know, you can let things in. Well, the Pharisees had created a theological gate where they could enter in and claim that they had kept the commandments, when in reality all they had done was dilute the commandments and then pat each other on the back for their morality. The Pharisees, by adding their traditions and laws, they had cut a theological gate into the Ten Commandments so that they could get through it and all the time believe that they had obeyed God's law. But friend, any law that dilutes God's law so that people can live in sin is not a law from God. Thus, to correct their misunderstanding of God's law and to restore the full meaning of the Ten Commandments, Jesus says, "You have heard that it was said to the people long ago, but I tell you." How interesting it is to notice that the first commandment that Jesus deals with here in Matthew is the sixth commandment, "Thou shalt not murder." Well, why start here? Why start here? Well, what the Pharisees had done, they had obviously set certain rules up, and you could call this person a name, but if you paid a fine, then you weren't guilty of murder. But if you called somebody this kind of name, then you were guilty of murder. And Jesus says, no, that's not what the commandment is all about. The commandment is about holiness, righteousness. The command is about loving and respecting God and your fellow man. And so what Jesus does is he shows us that it is not just an act like murder, whereby you murder someone, but it's what you think about them, what kind of name you call them. This all goes to the commandment number 6. So any thoughts of murder, hatred, contempt, or bitterness, or thoughts of thinking a person is an idiot or a dummy, they all are sins that break the 6th commandment. Good example of this is Lucy. Remember Lucy from Charlie Brown? Lucy would always call Charlie Brown a blockhead. Now, it's not that Lucy was secretly liking Charlie Brown and laughing at him when he makes all of his mistakes. She calls him a blockhead because she despises him. And in her opinion, he's an idiot and he can never do anything right. You see, it's that attitude that Jesus is attacking. It's that attitude that Jesus says, though you may not understand it, that's breaking the 6th commandment. Now let me ask you, have you ever thought of people in the same way that Lucy has thought of Charlie Brown? Have you? Well, if you have, no way. Because you have. I know you have. Because you have, Jesus says you have committed murder. Have you ever considered yourself a murderer? When we break the 6th commandment of simply disliking someone, calling them a fool or an idiot, that's breaking the 6th commandment. It makes us murderers. And my friend, I'm telling you right now, the only reprieve from such sin breaking is Jesus Christ. You must seek him while he can be found. You must learn from him in his word. Only he can provide forgiveness. Only he can provide a righteousness that you need to stand before God the Father. Another thing to think about. It's not only that Lucy despises Charlie Brown for who he is and what he does, but the reason that Lucy looks down on Charlie Brown, and you know the character that I'm talking about, it is because she's puffing herself up. She's full of exaltation. She's full of self-worship. She's full of pride. She's full of arrogance. She thinks that she is better than Charlie Brown. And she thinks that because she is better than Charlie Brown, therefore it gives her the leeway to pull the football out from in front of him, to call him a blockhead. She thinks that because she is so much better, she thinks that she can break the commandment of thou shalt not murder. See, the Pharisees thought this about themselves. And who did they murder? It was Jesus. Pharaoh thought this about himself. And so who did he seek to eliminate? It was the Israelites. It is all because she is convinced that she's better than Charlie Brown. She's therefore convinced that she can do whatever she wants to do and say whatever she wants to say. She hides her own sin by calling attention to the failures of Charlie Brown. She gains pleasure by Charlie Brown hurting. She gains pleasure by pulling that football out from under him and he kicking up and whoop, goes up and falls on his back. She gains pleasure from that. And not only does she gain pleasure from that, but she thinks that she's justified to do that because she's better than Charlie Brown. The times that she laughs the loudest is the times that Charlie Brown weeps the loudest. He doesn't live up to her standard. And it is her arrogance, it is her pride that lead her to break the sixth commandment of thou shalt not murder. You see, all murder starts with how you feel about that individual. A lot of times, murder does not happen just instantaneous. It's something that's been building up over time. Because I feel so good about myself, and because I feel so bad about y'all, therefore, I can do to you whatever I want to do, and I'm justified by doing it. God actually pats me on the back for doing it. That is the attitude of one who is a murderer. It was pride that led the Pharisees to kill Jesus. It is our pride that leads us to murder people, even if we do so in our hearts. You and I are like Lucy. And we have forgotten the words of Scripture. Paul writes to the Philippians and says, "Do nothing out of vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves." What a change would come over Lucy if she considered Charlie Brown better than herself. Galatians chapter 6. If anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. Who's being deceived here? It's Lucy. Romans 12. Do not think of yourselves more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourselves with sober judgment. Is Lucy doing that? No. You see, the Pharisees tried to adjust the demands of the law downward, so that they could easily step over it and say, "I have kept God's word." I haven't murdered anybody. Jesus says, "Yes, you have. You murdered them in your heart." The Pharisees tried to adjust the demands of the law downward, and the result was that they killed Jesus. They killed the apostles. They killed the early Christians. And all the time they prided themselves in thinking, "I'm better than everybody else and God loves me." But Jesus says that the sins of the mouth and the sins of the heart are a lot more serious with God than what you might imagine. They are so serious that unless You flee to Jesus Christ. Unless you come to Christ and His righteousness is given to your credit, the sins of heart murder are so serious that they will send you to hell. I'm like Lucy. I don't like it. But I'm like Lucy. We're all like Lucy. This is the first Lucy Presbyterian Church. Because we are all like Lucy. So therefore, friend, we only have two choices. Either you can stand before God thinking that you've got everything covered, and you immediately find out that you don't, because you'll be thrown into hell. Or you can turn to Christ. His righteousness that He has earned will be placed upon you. You will be credited with righteousness. Your unrighteousness that you have earned is going to be put upon Him. It is a perfect substitution. He earns your salvation. He pays the debt for you. We are heart murderers. We are Lucy. We need Christ. Do not delay in seeking out Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins. Let's pray. Our gracious and heavenly Father, we thank You.